So as I said, today we are starting a brand new series called The Christmas Story. I'm sure that all of you know the Christmas story, but we want to go behind this Christmas story that you know. So for the next few Sundays, we're going to look at the real story of Christmas as we focus on some of the ordinary people who were part of the very first Christmas. This morning, we will look at the stories of two people in Luke chapter 2. So if you want to open your Bible to that passage, Luke chapter 2. The story of Christmas is the fulfillment of God's promise. More than 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet said this. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 said, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." This is the promise about the birth of Christ given to us. And in the Gospel of Luke, we come across two people who are waiting for this particular promise. This promise of Christmas. One is a man named Simeon, and the another one, a woman called Anna. Simeon and Anna. Now, you don't see them in any nativity scenes or Christmas cards. You don't see their pictures. They don't appear in any of those scenes. But they were significant people in the very first Christmas story. Well, we read about Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Look at this verse. "At the time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel." That was the promise he was waiting for. "The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Now imagine living your whole life with one purpose. Just one purpose. Some people say, "I want to make a lot of money, then I'm ready to die. Or I want to see my children grow up and settle, and then I'm ready to die." Or some people say, "I want to travel around the world before I die." You see, we all have a bucket list we want to do before we kick the bucket. Is that right? Hello? Do you have a bucket list? Yes, I have. I have several of them. I don't want to reveal that to you because you think I'm silly. But for Simeon, this guy, the top item on his bucket list was, "I want to see Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, before I die." So Simeon woke up every morning with this dream, with this vision of seeing Jesus Christ in his lifetime. And one day, the Holy Spirit prompted Simeon to go to the temple, and just at that right time, amazing, isn't it? At just the right time, Joseph and Mary were bringing baby Jesus to the temple. When Simeon looked at the baby Jesus, he knew straight away that finally God's promise had been fulfilled and his waiting is over. His waiting is over. Simeon reached out and took Jesus out of Mary's arms and began to praise God. As he broke out into praise, he acknowledged that God had not only fulfilled his promise to him, but also the promise he made through the prophets to send the Messiah to save the world. The other person who was waiting with anticipation for the promise of Christmas was Anna. Anna. Let's read about Anna in Luke chapter 2, verse 36. It says, "And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and pray. Now, Anna was an 84-year-old woman who became a widow at a very young age when her husband died just after 7 years of their marriage. Just imagine that. Just after 7 years of marriage, her husband died. And so now she's 84. So ever since, she dedicated her life serving the Lord in the temple. In fact, the Bible says that she never left the temple. She never left the temple. She was totally committed to serving the Lord for the rest of her life. That's amazing, isn't it? You know, she turned that tragedy in her life into an opportunity to serve the living God. So she said, I'm going to stay in the temple. I'm going to do whatever I need to do, and I'll do that in the temple. And she stayed in the temple, fasting and praying and serving the Lord for the rest of her life. Now she's 84 years of age. Just like Simeon, she was also looking forward to the promise of the coming of Christ. She was at the temple when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus. So when she met baby Jesus for the very first time, she also gave thanks to God for fulfilling her dream. Fulfilling her dream. So as we look at these two characters, I want us to observe three important things that you and I can do to believe in the promise of Christmas. To believe in the promise of Christmas. Write this down. Number one, seek Jesus Christ and you will find him. Seek Jesus Christ and you will find him. Simeon saw Jesus because he was looking for Jesus. We see what we look for. We see what we look for. You know, when you buy a brand new car, the special car, nobody has ever bought it, maybe the Jeep or whatever it is, the special color, and you buy that one, and then you drive out on the street, and then you see so many cars that you've never seen before, exactly the same color as your car. You know why? Hello? Have you noticed that? Yes, because suddenly you realize there's other people who have got the same car. And other people have got the same car. You thought you got the special one. Isn't it? Because you are seeing what you're looking for. You look for, you see what you look for. That is why, listen to this, two people can come, be in the same service on Sunday morning, just like we are here, sing the same songs, and hear the same sermon, and one person will walk out and say, man, it has been great being in the church. God really ministered to me. And the other person say, I didn't even sense God. I didn't know what they were talking about. I didn't know what the pastor was talking about. Why is it? Why is it? One was looking and the other wasn't looking. Like some of you right now. Hello? You're thinking about your Jeep parked in the back. Whether you're going to get a scratch. Isn't it? So all what you go out of is say Jeep, Jeep, Jeep. Sorry, those who got Jeeps. I'm jealous of you. That's why. You see, God said in Jeremiah, look at this. Let's read this verse together. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Let's read this together. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You see, those who seek God with all their heart will find him. That's a promise. If you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. You see, what impresses me about Simeon is that he kept on looking even though he was discouraged. Why I say discouraged? Because I'll tell you the reason. For 400 years, listen to this. For 400 years, there had been no prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah. There had been 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Nothing. Nothing is written. No prophecies. Can you imagine 400 years of silence? And yet, Simeon kept saying, I'm going to see the Messiah, the Christ child, before I die. Before I die. Because I believe in God's promise. You know, that's like the song we were saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he died for me. I believe in the resurrection. And Simeon said, doesn't matter. Even though 400 years is darkness, 400 years, we have no prophecies about the coming of Messiah. But I'm still going to believe in the promise of Christmas. Because I know that what God promised, that he will do. That's a lesson for all of us, my friends. Sometimes in our lives, we read the Bible and we believe in the promise and nothing happens in our life. And the tendency is to give up. Tendency is to say, no, I don't believe in God anymore. Because he hasn't given this thing that I've been praying for. He hasn't answered my prayers. But the Bible says, what God promised that he will fulfill in your life, just as he has done on Christmas Day. The promise of Christmas is that if you're looking for Christ today, you're going to find him. On the very first Christmas, remember this, the wise men went looking for Jesus and they found him. The shepherds went looking for Jesus and they found him. This Christmas, if you are looking for Christ, you will find him. No matter what your situation, what situation you are facing right now, if you seek Christ, you will find him. The second thing we must do to believe in the promise of Christmas is that we must accept Christ personally in our heart. You see, there were many people in the temple on that day when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus. You know, temple was always crowded with people. Yet only two people recognized Jesus because they believed in the promise of Christmas. Because they were looking forward to the fulfillment of that promise. Two people. And today there are many people who go to church. Many people who celebrate Christmas. But only those who accept Jesus Christ in their heart can actually experience the true meaning of Christmas. So out there are many people celebrating Christmas. So I know you are in your workplace, you know you have Christmas parties. You know, we all celebrate, the whole nation is celebrating Christmas. The whole world is celebrating Christmas. But how many people really know the true meaning of Christmas? Because there are people out there, they don't believe in Christ. They don't accept him as their Savior or Lord. Yet they celebrate the birth of Christ and they party. But they don't. It doesn't make any sense. Those who seek Christ will find him. And those who accept Christ in their heart will find the true meaning of Christmas in their life. Can you imagine the feeling of Simeon's spirit when he took the Christ child into his arms and blessed God? He personally received the Christ child. It's no longer a dream. It is a reality. This child is Jesus, the Savior of the world. This child is Emmanuel, God with us. And right now, this child is in my arms. I'm holding this child. What an exciting experience that is for him to feel when he received Christ personally into his arms. And all of us, we can testify that, isn't it? The day that you and I accepted Christ. I remember that day when I was a teenager. I was only about 14 years of age. When I received Christ into my life, man, it was the most exciting experience in my life. I just couldn't stop sharing that with other people, with my friends. Because it is exciting when you, very first time, you receive Christ in your life. Your life is never the same again. Let me just stop here for a moment to say this. My goal for every person in this place, for this Christmas, is for you to know Jesus Christ personally and accept Him in your heart. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, let's look at this verse. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe where? In your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then what? You will be saved. Very simple, isn't it? It's very simple gospel. When you open your heart and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I know that you came to this world to save me from my sin. I know that you died for my sin and rose from the dead to give me brand new life. I want you to come into my life. I want to have a relationship with you. The Bible says that's how you accept Christ in your heart and that's how you receive Jesus Christ in your life. Have you ever done that? If not, I want to encourage you today to do it. You can do that right now. Then you know for sure that you have accepted Jesus Christ personally in your life and you are saved. Otherwise, you may be just a religious person. You may be just going to church every Sunday. That does not guarantee your salvation. You have to personally receive Jesus Christ in your life. And so that's my desire, my prayer for every one of you sitting here, that this Christmas, before this Christmas pass, that you will receive Jesus Christ in your life, just like Simeon did that, just like Anna did that, receiving Christ into their life. Let me give you the third thing that we need to do. That is, we must share Christ's story with other people. We must share Christ's story with others. Notice verse 38, what Anna did when she found Jesus. Chapter 2, verse 38 says, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child. Underline that, spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. You see, God wants each one of us to become the messengers of the Christmas story. The messengers of the Christmas story. Anna found Jesus and she went and told everybody about Him. You know why? Because Christmas is a story about Christ. You take Jesus Christ out of Christmas, then you have nothing left. Christ without Christmas is, I don't know what it is, nothing. It's full of mess, confusion, nothing there. And today, people out there are trying to take that out. They call it Xmas. I don't know, what does Xmas mean? What else they call it? Happy holiday? So they've been trying to take Christ out of Christmas for a long time. Without Christ, there is no Christmas, my friend, isn't it? Christ is the one who gives meaning and purpose and joy and peace for Christmas time. So this Christmas season, what kind of stories would you be telling people? No doubt you'll be talking about sports and politics. Plenty to talk about that, isn't it? Food and fashion, some of my favorite subjects. Even some juicy gossips about other people. Isn't it? Isn't it fun when we get together on Christmas time, partying, talk about other people? Did you hear about that person? Did you hear what Matthew was wearing the other day? Did you notice his shoes? We love to talk about other people, isn't it? Because that excites us. And we all, the whole concentration would be how much we can talk about other people. But what about sharing the real thing, my friend? Your own personal experience of knowing Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Imagine when you get together partying time, when you get together as a group, how about sharing your experience of what God has done in your life? Imagine what amazing effect that would have for the rest of the people in that around the table. And there are many people asking the question, how can I find true peace? How can I find real joy? Where can I find true love? They won't find that under the Christmas tree, my friend. They can only find true meaning of life when they meet Jesus, the one who came to save him. Last night I was at a function. And I was asked to pray. And straight after prayer, this young man rushed to me and asking me all kinds of questions. I found out he's a medical student. And he was asking me all kinds of questions about Christ, about Christmas, about, you know, what does it mean? He said, I go to church, it's so boring. I don't understand what's going on there. He said, can you, you know, shed some light on this and that? And, you know, and he has some understanding of the Bible, but he doesn't have a full understanding of what's going on. And so I spent a lot of time last night actually talking to this young man about Christ. And there's so many people out there asking those kind of questions. And they're only going to hear the true story of Christmas from you and me who experience Christ. When Anna got up and told everybody about Jesus Christ, she has something to share about, isn't it? Hello? She didn't say, oh, I heard about this child who was born there. Or Simeon. He said, yeah, I knew there was a Christ going to come. But what would they say? They say, we actually touched Jesus. We felt Jesus. He's alive. He's in our hand, you know. And that's what you and I can do that. When you can sit around and talk to people and say, look, Jesus Christ is in me. That's what I was telling this young man yesterday. I said, look, the greatest proof that Christ is alive and Christ is powerful is that he lives in me. And he changed my life when I was 14 years of age, when I accepted Christ in my life. He changed my life, my whole life. I'm about 67 now. I'm just, you know, just exciting all my life. It's the most exciting journey I had in my life. Because I accepted him in my life. Isn't that the powerful story? Hello? Hello? Yes. This is a powerful story to tell. That's the story that we need to tell people, my friend. Not all this other rubbish that we hear from the news and all this kind of stuff. Talk about Jesus Christ. You know. Don't need to talk about Trump anymore. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Christ. You see, Christmas is a story of love. It's a story of sacrifice. It is a story of redemption. It is a story of forgiveness. It is a story of the greatest gift of all. How can we keep quiet about that? So during the next few weeks, in the midst of your shopping, gift wrapping, tree decorating, cake making, and partying, in the midst of all those things, I invite you to take some time to wait upon the Lord. Take a few minutes off from all those things. And maybe sit around with your family and say, let's really give thanks to Jesus that he came to this earth. He died on the cross for me. He rose from the dead. Let's really worship him. Let's praise him. Let's focus on him this Christmas. Forget about all the other things. You know, Christmas time is not easy for many people. Isn't it? You know, because we had to invite all the people that we don't really want to invite, you know, home, all the relatives, you know. But they will be there. They had to come. You can't get rid of them. You know. So unfortunately, we had to, you know, mingle with those people that you don't really like. But imagine that if you can turn that, you know, shift that around with this focus on Christ and what he has done. Maybe some of those relos that you don't like might become Christians. And probably they will keep away next year for Christmas because you told them about Christ. So maybe that's the best way to get rid of them. I don't know. But share with people about Christ, just like Anna did it. Well, the Christmas story is not complete without the story of the cross. Would you agree that? The baby who was born on Christmas Day gave his life on the cross on Good Friday and rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. That's the full story of Christmas. That's when the promise of Christmas was absolutely, completely fulfilled. Jesus came to this earth on Christmas Day with a mission to save you and me from our sin. He died. He did what you and I could not do to escape the consequence of our sin. He died in our place. He paid the price for our sin. That is why today we come to celebrate the communion. Because this whole thing, the bread and the cup, they are a reminder of what Christ has done, the fulfillment of Christmas. That when we eat that bread, it reminds you of the body of Christ that was given to you. When you take that cup and drink, it's a reminder of the blood that he shed for you to redeem you, to give you this new life. The Christmas story is completed there. Yeah, but this story is not end. There's another chapter of this story. That is, the Bible says, one day that Jesus will come. And he will come to take you and me to be with him, to live forever and ever. That's when the story is complete.